Welcome back to High Life, where I try something new and exciting. A solo episode. So we're going to start out. I'm going to tell a couple stories of times that I've gotten high. Probably times I shouldn't have. But you know. We all have those stories. So then we're going to try some marijuana news. Good news only. You know, I'm not trying to report on, well, this person got arrested for marijuana, this person. No, we're not doing that. We're just going to report good news. Like states that have recently legalized it. Or I think I have a story on a recall, so, you know, stay tuned for that. Also, so here we go. We're going to get into the stories. I got a couple quick stories here. First one, it's time that I got way too high. So there was a person I knew that procured marijuana with the intent of selling before this was legal. And this man smoked from sunup to sundown. Okay, like he was just always smoking, and he didn't smoke just normal size joints. Okay, he bought 1.5-inch papers and used every bit of it. I am talking some fat joints that this guy would smoke. So I go with a friend of mine to this person's house to, you know, pick up. And, you know how it is. You go to your dealer's house, you gotta smoke with them too. So he rolls one, lights it. There's four of us to begin with. Me, my friend, this gentleman, and his wife. So the four of us are passing around the joint. And as we're finishing this first one, he starts rolling a second one. And I'm like, I'm going to try to go hit for hit with this dude. That was a mistake. So, we are going hit for hit. About halfway through the second joint, his wife and my friend, they pass. They're like, nah, we're good. I am bound and determined to try to go hit for hit with this guy. So halfway through the second joint, he starts rolling a third. Like I said, he rolls it, like he uses 1.5-inch paper and uses every bit of that paper. So then we started on the third one. Halfway through the third one, he takes the roaches from the first and second joint, break those open, and then fill it the rest of the way for a fourth joint. I'm still going hit for hit with this guy. I'm high. I am very high. But I didn't realize how high I was. So I go hit for hit with him all the way through the fourth joint. And I'm like, yeah, I did it. I was not driving. My friend drove because he knew that I'm a dumbass and I would try to do this. So we leave. We stop off at a gas station and he's got to get some gas, and he's one of those weirdos that doesn't turn off his engine when he gets gas. He leaves the car running. I find that weird. You guys let me know if that's weird to you. So he fuels up and I'm sitting there just talking away. And all of a sudden I look around and we're driving. And I look at my buddy and I go, when did we start driving again? He goes, we've been driving for about 10, 15 minutes now. I'm like, the last thing I remember, we were at the gas station. He's like, yeah, that's why you're not driving. I also, at that time, may or may not have taken a capsule of mushrooms. About a gram, half gram of mushrooms. So that could have factored into that too. So that's my first story. And that was my phone going off. My next story was a time that I decided to get high at work. And I had the brilliant idea that I would smoke out my guard shack. I was a security guard at the time. And I was working at this factory where all I had to do was open and shut a front gate. Like that was the main job, was just opening and shutting this front gate. And I decided one night that I was tired of dab pens. I wanted to smoke out this little chill in my head. So the only way I could get away with this is the cameras don't see me, because there was a camera facing the guard shack. The only way to blind a camera at night is with light. So I had to smoke in this guard shack with the power of the sun, because these people decided to put LED lights. I'm not talking LED bulbs. I'm talking LED little lights. And there was like 12 of them in this guard shack. And it's a very tiny guard shack. And so I smoke, chill for a while. It gets to be about 4:30 in the morning, and I realize day shift is coming. And it still reeks of weed in here. So I had to open every window in the guard shack, which there was 5 windows, 2 in the back, 1 on the side, 2 in the front. And I opened the door, had a fan blowing. The bad part was it was winter time, so it was cold as can be in there. So I am freezing my ass off, but I am hoping that when day shift shows up, they don't smell the weed. So day shift gets there. She doesn't say anything to me. She just asks why all the windows were open and the door was open. And I said, oh, I was trying to stay awake. I get very tired working the overnight shift. She goes, okay, that makes sense. So, yeah, that's the time I got away with smoking weed when I probably shouldn't have been. So now we're going to do a segment that I'm going to call Marijuana News. So I scoured the internet for news articles pertaining to the legalization of marijuana. And I found three articles that I found really interesting. So, bad news out of the state of Ohio. They issued a recall about a week ago for a certain brand of gummies. Apparently, there's been a lot of safety seals that have been tampered with recently, and there's a major recall on those. But good news in the state of Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin are going to introduce legislation to legalize medical marijuana in the coming year. But they say they don't have any plans to make it recreational. I'm saying yet. My opinion is that once they see how much taxes, you know, they'll be making off of this stuff, they'll want more. But this is the Republicans passing this. So it does give Democrats a foot in the door to push for recreational. But for now, they're just going for medical. And the Voss, the guy that is pushing this, he says it's not going to be widespread. They're not going to have dispensaries on every corner in every city. So that's like their biggest issue is they don't want to flood their state with dispensaries. I get that. But once they get a taste of that money, I think they'll change their mind. But Wisconsin people have been frustrated because they think lawmakers have been taking way too long on this. And I do feel like some of these states are behind. I think the state of Missouri is behind. We've only had recreational for a year now. And they said that it's because it took so long to reach a consensus, because part of the problem that he fears is that Democrats want everything or nothing. Yes, Democrats are pushing for recreational. But if you all settle for medical at first, gives you a foot in the door to push for that recreational later. So, congratulations, Wisconsin, if that bill passes. Now, good news for Missouri recreational cannabis users. We are coming into our second year of recreational marijuana. Now, when they first legalized it, we flooded the market. Okay, we were packing ourselves into these dispensaries. And the bad part was, by doing so, the market was not ready for such an influx of users that we ended up driving the prices up because they weren't prepared. Now, that's not their fault, because I don't think everyone really thought that bill was going to pass right away. There was a lot of loopholes and questions on that bill. So not everybody was on board with it, but I am glad that it passed. But coming into this next year, things have kind of leveled out. Companies now have a more consistent schedule with how much product they need to produce. So
prices should start coming down because now there is the supply and demand is a bit more even instead of lopsided like it was. So they are predicting that prices should start to come down a little bit. But we did, you know, help the state out by, in the first year, we made $1.2 billion in marijuana sales. So, you know, the government takes most of that. So, that is the news that I have this week. And coming up, we're going to talk about other projects that I've been doing and any other new stuff that I'm going to have coming up. So stay tuned. All right, now you've made it to the end of the show. You've heard my stories. You've heard my little bit of marijuana news. Now here is some announcements. I have a new show coming. I have collaborated with some other people. And we have a new show called What You Didn't Know. And season one is about what you didn't know about rock and roll. We are going to cover the entire span of rock and roll. We started with rhythm and blues and their influence on the rock and roll scene. And we're going to build from there on how rock and roll has changed from rhythm and blues to the hardcore metal demonic stuff we have today. So check that out. Be on the lookout for it. I'm going to host a launch party on TikTok and on Facebook. So make sure you are following me on those pages. Look up High Life Podcast on Facebook and High_Life_Podcast on TikTok. You can always email me if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you want to be on the show. You can email me at highlife.podcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Real quick, I did forget to... I kind of dropped the ball on this. I hopped over to YouTube for a while. You can check out a couple of interviews over there. I'll be releasing some more video interviews that I've done as I find them. But yeah, if you want to go check out the YouTube channel, it's High Life Podcast over on YouTube. Like and subscribe if you want. I'll make some more videos. But I kind of dropped the ball. I didn't tell you guys about it. And yeah, that was my bad. So thank you for listening. This has been a High Life Media production. You can find us on all of our socials by searching High Life Podcast. That's HIGHLYFE Podcast. Thank you for listening.